You're listening to the On Duty Podcast with Police Chief Herbert Blake.
The On Duty Podcast is a community outreach effort to offer crime prevention tips and to talk about issues of interest in our community. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Law enforcement is navigating through some turbulent times, and the 8th That Can't Wait is a movement that's trending on social media. The 8th That Can't Wait is a list of things advocates want the police to implement to bring changes to the use of force in law enforcement. These 8 measures are being discussed by citizens, activists, and elected officials in many communities. On top of the list is the national call to ban chokeholds. There are 2 types of chokeholds still being used by police in some jurisdictions. One is known as the carotid stranglehold, or a sleeper hold. If this is applied correctly, it's supposed to make a person pass out without restricting their breathing. The second is a full-blown chokehold. This one restricts a person's breathing when pressure is applied to the windpipe. Nonetheless, if you put someone into either of these chokeholds, there's a strong possibility that something might go wrong. Chokeholds are not taught in North Carolina police academies, and to my knowledge, chokeholds are not authorized by agencies in our state. Require de-escalation training. De-escalation has also been called verbal judo and tactical communications. For the safety of our police officers and for the safety of our citizens, officers are taught to defuse situations when possible. De-escalation training is taught at the basic police academies, and there's actually a verbal judo institute that offers on-site and online de-escalation training opportunities as well. Require warnings before shooting. This is a part of the use of force continuum, but there are situations where verbal warnings may not be feasible. Require a duty to intervene. You would think that this would be fundamental, but this did not happen in the death of George Floyd, so police leaders are being asked to put a duty to intervene into a written policy. Ban shooting at moving vehicles. Police officers should not put themselves in a position where they would have to shoot at a moving vehicle. But we've seen this happen before. If a ban on shooting at moving vehicles is not a part of a department's use of force policy, it should be. Require a force continuum. A force continuum is a part of an agency's use of force policy, and it should be practiced, but officers must have discretion because a continuum is not always feasible. A continuum begins with an officer's presence, followed by verbal commands, then hands-on techniques, followed by less lethal options like pepper spray, a baton, or a taser. Deadly force should be an officer's last resort. And no force continuum should authorize an officer to put a knee on the neck of a person who's restrained and not physically resisting. Exhaust all other means before shooting. Outside of the firing range, most officers never fire their weapons during their careers, but too often, citizens who are shot and killed by the police are people with mental issues who've armed themselves with weapons that are not firearms. So yes, we should exhaust all options before shooting people who do not have a firearm. Require comprehensive reporting. Most encounters between the police and citizens do not result in the use of physical force. Nonetheless, citizens are asking for more transparency and for more accountability. The FBI has a National Use of Force Data Collection Program, but it is not mandatory. The FBI has no legal authority to mandate reporting of any data by local law enforcement agencies. So citizens are asking for a policy that requires law enforcement to document and report the uses of force. Because of incidents like the knee on the neck of George Floyd that caused his death, the chokehold death of Elijah McClain in Colorado, and the no-knock warrant service that ended in the death of Breonna Taylor, citizens are asking us to implement the 8th That Can't Wait as ways to possibly reduce the number of people dying at the hands of law enforcement. They want the police to ban chokeholds, to not shoot at fleeing vehicles, to require officers to intervene when they see misconduct, to report uses of force, to limit no-knock search warrants, and to shoot as a last resort. And these 8 measures would cost little or no money to implement. That is it for this episode of the On Duty Podcast. I'm Police Chief Herbert Blake. For updates and for more information about this podcast, visit our website, find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download the HPD mobile app.